Disruption can lead to innovation and help you discover the ways you're going to do things in the future. It's not always fun, but sometimes it's healthy. When shoots and events just aren't happening, how can video creators move forward? Analyzing, planning, brainstorming, and finding new ways to create are all part of the path ahead. Work from home opportunities for video creators is the topic of today's Video Production Daily. At the time of this podcast recording, the world is suffering through the COVID-19 outbreak, and people are work from home. I understand that this is probably not the place that you come for current events, and I applaud that. That's not why I'm here. I'm really here to help video producers become better at what they do every single day, people who create media. And I'd like to keep the focus of this podcast as such, but it can be really difficult to move forward with any sense of normalcy when everything has been turned on its head. Video production is really an industry built on gathering, and I think until something like this happens, you don't realize to what extent that is the case. But certainly getting together for shoots and edit reviews, pre-production meetings, all things that usually involve gathering together in physical space. I was on location for a shoot this last week, and it became apparent to me as I spoke with Light and Grip, crew that were on the shoot, that their schedules had really been drying up. There was nothing in the foreseeable future that they were going to be working on, and I recognize that this is a very difficult time for everybody. I truly wish I had a magic wand that could get everybody back to work. Unfortunately, I do not. But I'm going to do my best and share the ideas that I have for working remotely as someone who creates video content. And then I'm going to do my best to bring in other producers also, other people who are making video, and see what they're doing to stay busy in this unique situation. I love thinking about the current situation as a new constraint, because constraints really do bring on opportunity. The constraint of no money can lead to creative ways of solving problems and making things happen creatively. The constraint of no time works the same way, and those are more familiar to us. This constraint of isolation is really a new one. And it really allows us to think about opportunities by putting on a new set of lenses and observing these new constraints and seeing what we can do. Sticking with the pattern in Video Production Daily, I'm going to keep this episode short, and so I just want to share with you a few tips that hopefully can feed your own brainstorming sessions and help you determine the best way to spend this new time. Because work really is rewarding. It's a fabulous thing to be engaged in, and it's certainly something you don't want to stop doing. So the first suggestion I have is just analyzing. This is a great time to look back at analytics. Get in contact with your customers and stakeholders that you've done projects with previously and ask if you can see the analytics. It's something we don't think about a lot because it's such a backwards-looking thing, but it really can do a great job of informing future productions to just stop and look at the analytics. Another direction you could go is planning. You have never had the opportunity for focus groups like you do right now. The opportunity to assemble members of your audience and ask them questions about the kind of content they would like to see and what could be adjusted in your content, that can happen right now. It's something that's really easy to do remotely. If you're having a hard time planning your content, meaning actually putting together a production calendar, think about the Hero Hub and Hygiene. I stumble there because it's been called Hero Hub Hygiene, Hero Hub Help. So think about the Hero Hub Help or Hero Hub Hygiene content that Google has suggested as a foundation for content marketing. So you need to have content that sits at the top of your funnel that is interesting to everybody, but you also need to have that hub content that gives somebody a reason to subscribe or learn more from you. That might come through an email or LinkedIn or YouTube. And then the help content. What is the search-related content that people would be seeking out if they were coming to your website? And I think if you really broke your content down and the influence you're trying to have on your audience into Hero Hub Help, you could probably generate an idea for a new hero piece of content that targets a specific audience, and then Hub and Help content that would really reinforce that audience also. So I really feel like Hub is probably the most critical kind of content in anyone's media strategy. So what are the episodic things that you can do every week or every month to keep people coming back to your content? And if you have a cadence like that right now, you're in a great position and you really should be thinking episodically. So if you are thinking episodically and people are coming to you for episodes and now you're in this crazy predicament where you're not quite sure how to continue creating, just a few ideas on what you might be doing. One, you could double down and focus on animation. So I think motion graphics are a great thing to do when everyone is remote. We've talked before about how you can find freelancers who are going to be able to help you with motion graphics. Also, consider the fact that right now everyone is work from home. So shooting on your iPhone, using a window as the primary lighting source, those are things that you can do. And I think that this is a great time to kind of get away with a lower production value as you're creating things from your home environment and feeding them into your normal distribution channels. And it really can give you the opportunity to experiment with things that you haven't done before. I would also recommend going back and listening to our episode on analog art. I think analog art is a great tool for communicating complex topics simply, and you can certainly do it from home, shooting that analog art with your iPhone. Simple things like doodles and post-it note collages that help you explain complex topics really simply. And I would say the most important thing to do is just keep creating, keep connecting. Find those people that you can feed off of creatively, bounce some ideas off of them, continue to work on what you can work on. I think editing can continue to happen. Certainly, there's a lot of tools out there now that have allowed for remote review and approval. So it's a great time to look at edits and be working with editors as well as animators. So those are just a few things to kick off your brainstorming session. I hope you're finding productive ways to stay busy. As I mentioned before, I want to bring in some other perspectives on this and look at what other people are doing in this interesting time. And I'm really hoping that this can be a great tool for people who are looking to stay productive. I wish you so much luck. If you're sick, my heart totally goes out for you. Please rest. Please get well. If you're not sick, please isolate yourself. Let's do what we can to stop this thing from spreading and be productive at the same time. Keep on creating. Thanks so much for joining me on today's episode of Video Production Daily.